The United States Air Force Reserve takes pleasure in bringing you Airtime, starring Giselle McKenzie. The Air Force Reserve, dedicated to your defense, presents Airtime, starring Giselle McKenzie. With Skitch Henderson, his piano and orchestra, the Honey Dreamers, yours truly, Frank Gallup, and tonight's special guest, Cab Calloway. And now, meet the star of our show, Giselle McKenzie.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only two for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hoop-dee-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. For you got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on.
Thank you. Thank you very much, nice people, and welcome to Airtime. I'm as pleased as I can be that Cab Calloway will drop by later on. Right now, let's listen to one of Airtime's regulars, a man with an essential report, Frank Gallup.
Friends, your Air Force Reserve is going all out to enroll the qualified specialists needed to raise the strength of their flying wings to full combat readiness. Since the Air Force prefers to man its reserve units on a voluntary basis, this goal can only be achieved through the active participation of our ex-servicemen. If you're a veteran, or if any member of your family has had prior military service, talk up this message. The Air Force Reserve needs qualified men today. So, veterans, visit the Air Force Reserve unit in your community and get all the facts.
Thank you, Frank Gallup. Airtime continues as our maestro, Skitch Henderson, plays a number written back in the late 1800s under the title Don Gutza. Well, this second-generation treatment makes the new title speak for itself. It says Don Gutza. Boogie Woogie Mashish. 8 to the bar, please, Skitch.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I'd say the boys were flying from takeoff to landing, Captain Skitch Henderson of the Air Force Reserve.
Oh, thank you for the billing, as always, Giselle. Thank you. And now, I'd like you to meet this young gentleman. This is Master Sergeant Salvatore Tunello, a fellow member of the Air Force Reserve.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. May I call you Sal?
You sure may, Giselle. Everyone else does.
All right, Sal. Let's have some vital statistics. First, where are you from?
Buffalo, New York.
How long have you been in the reserve, Sal?
Over 10 years, Giselle. I joined in 1945 after serving with the Army Air Corps.
Did you have any overseas service?
Yes, I spent over a year on Tinian Island in the Pacific.
Well, what is your present assignment in the Air Force Reserve?
I am presently attached to the Air Inspector's Office as NCOIC.
Would you break that down for us?
Sure can. NCOIC means Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge. We inspect the planes of our wing before and after every flight, having them ready for takeoff at all times.
Oh, I see. Well, Sal, has the Air Force helped you in any way with your civilian job?
Sure it has. I learned my trade in the service and am now with Greyhound Lines doing electrical and air conditioning work.
Well, is this the sort of thing you did in the service?
I used to be a radio and radar technician. That's pretty close to the type of work I'm doing now.
Well, Sal, there's one question I always ask the boys who wear the Air Force blue, and this is it. Why did you join the Air Force Reserve?
Well, Giselle, there are several reasons. One is the retirement plan, which is now in effect. This plan is beneficial to both airmen and the officers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like meeting and working with my buddies in the reserves. It gives you sort of a good feeling to know that you're helping in the defense of your country.
Well, I know what you mean. A combination of personal benefits and the feeling of satisfaction that comes from knowing that what you're doing is so important.
That's exactly how I feel.
Well, thank you very much for being with us, Master Sergeant Sal Tornello.
It was a pleasure, Giselle.
Michelle McKenzie brings us now one of today's best-selling ballads, Ivory Tower.
Come down from your ivory tower. Let love come into your heart. Don't lock yourself in an ivory tower. Don't keep us so far apart. I love you,
I love you,
I love you. Are you too far above me to hear? Come down from your ivory tower. You'll find true love has its charms. It's cold, so cold in your ivory tower, and warm, so warm in my arms. Come down, come down from your ivory tower. You'll find true love has its charm. It's cold, so cold in your ivory tower, and warm, so warm in my
And now the Honey Dreamers are going to reach way back in their musical files and come up with the oldie but the goodie, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Now Cowboy Joe has a voice so soft and low that they say each night he sings to sleep his cattle and his sheep. He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellas come, because the western folks all know he's the highfalutin, root-chootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
It isn't always swing, lullaby, or pop. He even throws in a little bit of bop. Do 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 When they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. Ragtime cowboy Joe. Ragtime cowboy Joe.
Oh, that was swell, kids. Wonderful. Skitch, didn't Bing Crosby have the big record on Ragtime Cowboy Joe?
I believe so, Giselle. It seems to me that Bingo cut that ditty with the Andrews Sisters. As I recall, it was a smash in
the 30s. Of course, Crosby can do no wrong.
Right.
Skitch, suppose you follow through with another Crosby standard. How about playing his theme, When the Blue of the Night Meets, you know what? Tell me, did that bring back memories, Maestro?
Made me very misty, and I'm not kidding. I remember toddling over to the piano to hear Harry Lillis croon that song.
Oh, come on now,
I
toddling, really?
Toddling.
What an imagination you have. I'll tell you what, Skitch, toddle back to the piano and rip off an arpeggio, and we can do another Crosby classic. Thanks. Thanks for all the lovely delight I found in your embrace. I'm thankful though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost than never to have loved at all. It is better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, an empress for a today, and thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey thank you. And now, nice people, I'd like to bring on our guest, the very talented and very smiling Cab Calloway. Hey. Welcome to Airtime, Cab.
Thank you very much, Giselle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, of course you know Skitch.
Why, sure. We're all friends. How are you skidding, Skitch?
Never better, Cab. How are you feeling?
Well, I feel like, Heidi, Heidi,
hi.
I saw you perform was on the stage right here in New York in the recent revival of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
Old Sportin' Life himself. You had quite a run in that role, didn't you?
Yes, it really did, Skits. You know, Porgy and Bess is the kind of a show that could run forever. It's wonderful theater. Oh, that man Gershwin wrote such beautiful music.
And speaking of beautiful music, the number you're going to do for us has always been a favorite of mine. How about it, Cab? Are you ready?
Well, I guess I'm just about as ready as I'll ever be.
Well, while Skitch gets back to the piano, I'll just have time to make this brief announcement. Cab Calloway, aided and abetted by the Skitch Henderson Orchestra, sings as only he can that old black magic.
That old black magic has me in a spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers all up and down the spine.
Same old witchcraft when your lips meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to ride down and down and down I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and it's a flame. It's all aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. The mate that fate had been created for. And